Hey, he can't help he was born black, but you made the choice to be fags.
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Welcome to another episode of What the Fuck? It's Saturday night or something, and I guess I'm Josh Hadley. Kat, who are you?
I'm Kat Thompson, a really, really nerdy person. If you don't know who you are, Josh, I think Charlie probably has some words to describe you.
Do you, Charlie?
Boisterous, with a properly placed hyphen, hedonism bot-esque.
I can't argue with that. So
that's one word.
Speaking of hedonism, though, it's almost like you set me up for the Adam and Eve promo. Speaking of hedonism, though, go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code WHAT, and you would get 10 free gifts on top of whatever you order. You'd get 6 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, a gift for him, a gift for her, and free U.S. shipping. Just think of the hedonism you could get into for that.
I've been using that suffix very effectively lately. Kat, I don't think you were in on this, but about a week ago, Josh had sent me and a bunch of other guys on Facebook the pilot to the Clerks TV show and was just like, have at it, nerds. And the best I could come up with was Auschwitz-esque.
It was horrendous. This was a 1995 pilot that Kevin Smith had nothing to do with that was going to turn his 1994 movie Clerks into a ABC sitcom. It's worse than you think it is.
I don't imagine how, but I'm not really willing to find out either.
It's 22 minutes Charlie will never get back.
No, I could have spent that 22 minutes twitching in my own filth.
Oh, so an average night.
Right, which I was robbed of from that fucking TV show with Jim Brewer as Randall.
Well, we're not talking about that. Let's talk about something equally stupid in this week.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I am getting sick of this whole women cannot ever be in what a traditional role of a woman is. Did you guys see that Target has had to pull a Star Wars t-shirt because Princess Leia is mentioned as having to be rescued on it? It's one of those portrait shirts where it's got a stormtrooper, Han, Luke, Vader, and everything. And it says, most likely to. Stormtrooper is most likely to do what you say. Luke Skywalker is most likely to succeed. Han Solo, most likely to break the rules. Princess Leia, most likely to be rescued. So social justice warriors have flooded Target and this shirt's no longer available because it's demeaning to women and it's keeping women down and oh, shut the fuck up. Kat, since you're a woman, I'm going to go to you first.
Well, I hate the idea of the female always has to be the damsel. It's really hard to argue with Leia as most likely to be rescued considering her whole fucking entrance into the show is needing to be rescued.
She's also captured in Empire, and she's captured and needs to be rescued 3 times in Jedi. It's kind of her role in the franchise.
That's not to say other people haven't needed to be rescued because Han Solo was frozen in carbonite. But nevertheless, if the shoe fits, lace that bitch up and wear it. Like, don't pretend like that hasn't been her part of her character and her role. It's not saying, oh, the girl always has to be the damsel. She actually was the damsel on several occasions. She came in and also rescued other people and did good stuff too, but that doesn't change facts. And then, to blow this all out of proportion is just so fucking ridiculous.
Charlie, as a misogynist, your thoughts?
I'm not a misogynist. I'm a misogynist. I like rubbing people, with or without permission.
Just make sure you rub them the right way. Because, most people are like dogs with their fur. If you go the wrong direction, you're just going to piss them off.
Trying to get that genie to come out, and I can't take chances. I don't think it's sexist, because just taken for what it is, it's a picture of the character Princess Leia. It's not even sexist against actress Carrie Fisher. It's the character. She needed to be rescued multiple times. That is what she is most likely to be. Like, if you just lined up frame by frame the entire original trilogy and just picked one of Princess Leia at random just a moment, it's probably her either right before, during, or right after her rescue. So I don't think that's sexist. I think that amount of sexism is worth the amount of humor I got from Yoda's picture, which said most likely to go off the grid. I laughed at that for 5 minutes. So no, I don't think there's anything wrong with that shirt.
Doesn't it also say what about being a mindless automaton is like? I mean, the stormtrooper is most likely to do what you say. Way to let them have individuality, right? Drones' rights have been trampled upon, and I'm sick of it. Drones have rights too.
They don't, though. They're drones.
Well, but remember, in the original trilogy, we didn't know they were clones. And they're all different heights because they hadn't thought of that part yet. But never mind that. That's a totally different discussion.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Exactly. Let's go to the other weirder one that I had. Charlie kind of mentioned it with his rubbing the wrong way. Apparently there is a rash, no pun intended, of sperm thefts in South Africa where men are being kidnapped at gunpoint and forcibly jacked off into coolers, and then women are running off with their sperm. I really wish I were making this up. Is this a South African thing, or do you think this will spread to the U.S.?
Well, we can hope. No, that's ridiculously misogynist thing to say. Like, I'm not trying to trivialize male rape, because it is possible. Just because it's never happened to me or Josh or anyone we've ever met doesn't mean it's not possible.
Well, speak for me.
He was probably roofied at some point.
And it's not rape if I enjoyed it.
It was really weird, though. All the story, like, there have been how many reports in that story that you sent me? Like, 3 or 4 reports?
There have been 3 or 4 so far, and they think there's more because most of the men are ashamed to come forward with it. So this is the 3 or 4 is most likely the beginning of something. But
every report had the common thread of each man being forced to drink an unidentified liquid from a bottle when they refused to get boners.
So apparently there's a boner liquid in South Africa too.
And if these sperm thieves are the ones that have access to it, I think these are scientists that are trying to collect specimens for something. I say let them do their work.
Kat, as the one here without the penis, do you think that this is a new trend that's being started, or do you think this is hopefully isolated to South Africa?
First off, I think it's really, really kind of a big deal that this was described in the article as rape and not some sort of assault, implying that women don't commit rape or that men can't be raped, because it is an issue. I can't help but wonder what the motivation is here, because what, like, are you saying that these women can't somehow find a dude that'll sleep with them?
I'm speculating here, but I'm going to guess the fact that that they described all three of the people who've come forward so far as being kind of larger men. I'm thinking this is probably some sort of a artificial insemination kind of thing, like they're selling the sperm or something like that. That there has to be a profit motive here.
Yeah, because why take
black
that
market
risk?
Super babies.
Okay, that's just racist with this being South Africa. Black market.
Illegal super babies.
There you go.
I don't know what you want from us here. No, like, it just seems like such a dangerous thing to do, you know, if you're not going to make a shit ton of money off of it in the long run. Because I can't imagine that this is personal use. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe there's just, like, 3 women who are just trying really, really hard to all get pregnant. But I don't know. It's pretty weird.
Well, and to be fair, police, after this last one that came forward, they are calling it a rape investigation.
That's good.
Initially, they were calling it a robbery. I can technically see because he had certain items stolen from him, but...
This should not be funny. It should not be funny.
No, it shouldn't be funny, but it's fucking hilarious.
This is a robbery. What did they steal? My sperm and dignity.
But yes, I absolutely agree with you, Kat. This is rape. This is rape that is being committed. Am I the weird one saying that I'm glad it's been upgraded to a rape investigation? Does that just sound wrong out of context?
Well, I kind of already said that, but yeah.
Because you never want a rape investigation, but in this case, it's the better investigation.
It's good that it's being treated for what it is and it's not being sugarcoated to protect somebody's pride or to reinforce some sort of false idea.
What you're saying is that these 3 women in South Africa are raping for equality.
Could say that. I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you said it and I didn't, but yes.
We're not doing anything. We're just talking here.
Let's move to Charlie. Jingle.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Florida, America's punchline.
Except this one's not necessarily so much funny as in disturbing. A woman named Tammy Masters moved to Clermont, Florida, and she couldn't figure out why she was getting these strange looks all the time, why a police officer gave her a strange look after a traffic ticket, why she wasn't allowed in Disneyland, and they said, ma'am, we cannot allow you into the park, why she's not allowed to pick up her kids at school anymore. On her driver's license, where she requested to be an organ donor, they mistakenly put sexual predator. oops. And apparently she's not the only one. She's contacted an attorney who now has three more clients in Florida who have been mistakenly labeled sexual predator, because apparently this is all just done on a computer with a drop down. You got organ donor, wears glasses, sexual predator, and it's mistakenly being put on and nobody's noticing it. Oops.
Do you not ever look at your own driver's license? Maybe I'm
I can't think
so
of the
young.
Last time I've looked at mine.
Like, here in Missouri, they changed the driver's licenses a few years ago, so we're still at the point where we go, hey, look at the old license, look at the new license. So people actually do pull out their licenses just to sort of look at them. Or go, hey, this is what my haircut looked like. Can you believe this? Sort of stuff. And maybe that's a young person thing, but most of my friends, I have seen their driver's licenses, and they haven't seen mine. How would you not notice the words sexual predator on there? You must, like, from the day you got it, not actually looked at it even once.
The article says she looked over to make sure they got her address and everything right, but never even looked over at where the organ donor thing should be and never noticed the sexual predator thing.
Wow, that's so fucked up, but kind of really quite funny at the same time. See, when most people make mistakes via a drop-down menu or a typo or work or something, you just have to re-edit some page or something, and it doesn't usually fuck up everyone's lives.
It is funny. I'll say it's funny. I mean, it's funny that mistake is even possible. I mean, they should, like, have at least a different program for the sexual predator license labeling.
Or a warning, you know, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I mean, they ask you twice if you try to close your Facebook.
Yeah, I would think this is mildly more important.
So, I mean, leave it to Florida to skimp where it really matters. But it's also kind of on this woman for not double-checking something like that. I mean, she had that for a couple of weeks.
But she's not the only one. That this is so endemic, the DMV is starting a, quote, internal investigation to find out how many sexual predators are out there and whether they actually have been labeled correctly. That says there's a big problem there. Or just think about it. She didn't notice it. What if this was just a malicious joke by one of the employees? Let's see if the bitch notices. I mean, it might not even be a mistake, really, when they do the investigation. They, of course, just can't go and correct this, can they? They can't just go, hey, we'll issue you a new license, even though it's their mistake. She has to now prove to the DMV that she's not a sexual predator, and then she has to pay to get a new license. That's where I'm going, you know what? Just contact the damn attorney at that point. This is one of those.
Sure.
I say you're not wrong to get a fucking attorney and just sue the DMV at this point.
I wouldn't think so. I think she's well within her rights to sue.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a sue-happy society to begin with, and normally I'm not cool with suing over stupid shit, but absolutely for no reason at all should she have to prove her innocence to somebody who fucked it up to begin with, because that's not how this works.
How do you do that, anyway?
How do you prove you're not a sex offender?
Yeah,
because,
like,
you would think that information would be in the computer, so all they should have to be able to do is go, oh, look, here's her paperwork. Oh, she's not a sex offender. We accidentally put that on her license.
I don't know what the process would be, but I would think it would be as easy as you seem to think it is, but apparently it's not.
I mean, did you show up at the courthouse with a kid? Like, I brought the toddler, you bring the lie detector, let's do this.
All right, let's change gears then. Let's go to Raleigh. A Raleigh police officer was given a free cup of coffee at Starbucks. Top popped off and he burned himself, so he's suing Starbucks. Okay, it's dumb, but, you know, maybe he was severely injured even though he knew what he was doing. He's also suing company that makes the cups, and his wife is suing both companies for claiming loss of intimate partnership.
Yeah, that's always been my own personal reference for how low our society can go when it comes to rewarding stupid behavior. I don't know. I would like to know more about the circumstances surrounding the pop topping off, or the top popping off.
I was going to say that.
Why do you set me up for
off?
Failure like this, Josh? I would like to know more about the circumstances surrounding the top popping off. But no, I definitely don't think his wife should be able to sue for loss of intimate partnership. I mean, if that were the case, then every woman who's ever said I do can get sued for killing the intimate partnership.
I once had a friend who was on a jury where a woman sued for loss of intimate partnership because her husband broke his collarbone and he couldn't go down on her anymore. So she was suing over that.
It might have been a big part of their relationship, man.
Kat, you want to bring some reality to this, since Charlie and I are both not taking this seriously?
Also, I've broken my collarbone before. You can still do it.
He knows from personal experience. I don't think that there's any sense of sanity I can bring to a case in which people are clearly crazy. It's America at its finest, and by finest, I mean, why do I live in this country still?
It's a cop, too!
They gotta know they don't have... Well, I mean, obviously we don't hire the best cops around anywhere.
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Ferguson.
Anywhere that I've lived. So, yeah, there is nothing I can bring to this to sort of... I mean, I could understand if you want to sue Starbucks for serving you coffee it's too hot, it's scalding, it's boiling, and it shouldn't have been served. Then that I could get. And if you wanted to sue them for something stupid like handing you the coffee without the top being on all the way, that's one thing. But once that coffee is in your hand, it's your responsibility to handle it with due caution. And if you're like, I'm going to buy a hot beverage and then not give it the due caution that a hot beverage deserves, you fucking deserve to get burned.
Well, but then to also sue the manufacturer of the cup that Starbucks uses, that's just
good
looking for a payday.
That, dumbass. Yeah, that's just going, I wonder if I can make more money off of something that's my own fault.
That's usually why, like, if you notice chain, like, franchise spots like Starbucks and, like, places like that, you'll notice they use one manufacturer for cups and a different manufacturer for lids. That's so when shit like this happens, the company that makes the cups and the company that makes the lids wind up dealing with it instead of the place.
Makes sense to me.
Kind of can infer where he spilled the coffee on himself for the whole loss of intimate partnership thing. He can't get it up no more.
Maybe he spilled it on his hand, and he was just really good at ass play, and that's the only reason why she was still with him.
On that note, we're taking a break. We'll be back.
We could not come back, ever.
Welcome to Heart Attack. Of course, I am Hart D. Fisher. With me, like mold, is Josh Hadley. And yes, folks, normally we'd be bitching and moaning and complaining about whatever else is going wrong in the world today. But actually, guys, I want to hold up because so much of the time we spend yelling and screaming, we never take the chance to celebrate a victory. And folks, we have several victories to celebrate. I don't know if most people know, but the Comcast-Time Warner merger is off. The kibosh was put on it. It has been axed thanks to all the people speaking out about it. Also, on top of that, another victory for the grassroots, which is guys like Josh and I who talk on the radio about this stuff so you people can be better informed since you're being manipulated by the mass media. The fast track has gone down in a crucial Senate vote. And what do I mean the fast track? Well, we've been talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership quite a bit on this show and on the hour-long Heart Attack. Well, guess what, guys? All this talk has worked. We have managed to stop Obama's fast tracking of this horrible, horrible negotiated in secret, you know, essentially what they're trying to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership to really put this in perspective for you folks at home to understand it in a nutshell. It's legislation that's going to hurt jobs here in America. It's going to hurt Americans' freedoms. And I'm not Fox News talking here. I'm talking seriously. They want to add prison terms to copyright violations. They want to add a lot of prisonable offenses. And there's a lot of things they want to get into international law so it doesn't have to go through the through our own Congress. So it doesn't have to go through the House and the Senate. That's why Obama and his people that are puppeting him are trying to ram this TPP through, because we've all figured out that the internet is where it's at. That's where people are talking. That's where we can get together and have an honest discussion with each other, or even a dishonest discussion. But it isn't a discussion that is run by the six major monopolies that own all of mass media. It's another victory for us, but I'm not done there yet. The ACLU versus Clapper and the Congress. Well, guess what, guys? You should be reading the Electronic Frontier Foundation's page. It's EFF.org. And this is all about how the Second Circuit Court has decided that all the NSA's telephone records program, it went far beyond what Congress authorized when it passed Section 215 of the Patriot Act in 2001. Yay, guys. Yay. We fucking did it. We took a lot of people out on the streets, a lot of yelling and screaming. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, guys. And it shows that even when they spend massive amounts of money, we the people can speak out and enact a change. And so now this court, this major court, has said, hey, it is completely illegal what you're doing, NSA. What you're doing is against the Constitution. It oversteps the law that you tricked the country into signing. And now the fast track for re-signing the Patriot Act, for reenacting the Patriot Act, which is supposed to happen in June, it's not fast tracked anymore either. They've derailed it, so now there's going to have to be a discussion about that. I'd say these are some pretty fucking big victories, Josh.
I wonder if the people who were running the NSA program, now deemed legally illegal, if that's not an oxymoron, if they're going to be held accountable for this. Or are they going to be able to pull the Nazi thing of, I was just following orders.
I was just following the orders when I killed the black man with the cigarettes on the streets of New York. I was just doing what my captain told me to do. Yes, that's all I did. The captain told me what to do. And who told the captain what to do? Oh, the politicians, the mayor. Because, you know, here in Los Angeles, guys, it has come to my attention. And I've mentioned this on the air several times, that city hall leaders will tell the police to ignore crimes. This has happened involving rape cases at Occidental College. It's happened here with the bicycle issues in Los Angeles. They don't enforce bicycle laws on the bike riders, which is causing even more accidents. And it's a dirty little secret they're trying to hide from us. Another great victory, Josh, is we've mentioned this before, but I'm going to say it. The fact that the FBI has admitted flaws in their hair analysis that has spanned over decades. And it has been written about in the Washington Post. It's been written about on HuffingtonPost.com. But I haven't really seen this breakout across the country. And this is a big, big deal, folks. We need to repost these articles. We need to contact our political leaders and go, hey, guys, what's going on with these cops and their so-called CSI evidence, their flawless CSI evidence? Because I think a lot of those TV shows that showed all that stuff and tried to show these guys as miracle workers, well, they're just human beings who have shitty pay, work too many hours, and they make mistakes. And we found out that they overstate how solid the matchup is. Guys, they've been lying to us for years, over 20 years they've been lying about it, and we're just figuring this out now. And I'm going to be bringing on some professionals in law enforcement in the CSI branch to discuss this and its impact on their work. I've been walking and talking to some different officers in the law about coming on, and I have a really special guest that's coming on for the hour-long heart attack this week. I'm not even going to mention it, except for the name is Doc Savage. That's going to be a hell of a fucking show, man. I'm excited. I'm going to talk to her later on tonight, Josh.
Doc Savage, like the old pulp character?
Well, yeah. Dr. Savage, I love it. And she is a very amazing woman that is going to blow the lid off this whole notion of trauma. And she's a clinical psychologist. And man, we're going to have a really great conversation with her. Dude, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, for all the stuff that's going on, I have some shit happening in my personal life. I am dealing with a slumlord. I am involved in an issue locally. So I am looking for people that if you know folks that are involved in asbestos removal, if you have any articles or anything dealing with lead poisoning, especially lead poisoning around schools, or asbestos around schools. We got an issue where a local school has a property that has lead and asbestos right by their front door. So I'm trying to track down how to handle this and get the city involved. So if there's any listeners out there, please contact me at on Twitter. You can hit me at Heart Attack Radio, and that's H-A-R-T, or on Facebook.com/Heart Attack Radio. These are some big deals. Everybody in the business told me, Hart, forget it, man. Comcast, Time Warner, it's done deal. It's done deal, man. It's done deal. Well, let me tell you guys something. That's a psych-out trick. It's a psych-out trick. Anytime somebody tries to tell you, oh, it's done deal, man. It's a done deal. They're trying to psych you out. It's a fucking mind trick, okay? So when you hear that, oh, it's a done deal, man, it ain't a fucking done deal. Nothing is a done deal till the fat lady sings. That's the way it works, guys. Everything is up for grabs until it really gets locked down. And even then, it's always up for grabs. Nothing is ever permanent, guys. We can always make a change. We can always get up and change something. It doesn't have to be the same day in and day out. That's life, guys. It changes.
These tunes just fuel my dreaming. Never ever wanna stop believing. It's hard to see the bigger picture when I can't see it too far in front of me. Don't even try to hold me down. Yeah, baby, can you feel me now? I'm just gonna show you how. Like a bullet through the brain, I'ma find my way out. Don't even try to hold me down. I got a name on this round. I'm just gonna show you how. Like a bullet through the brain, I'ma find my way out. I was always living, just existing in my mind's own prison. The thoughts are always rushing, keep on coming, cutting like incisions. The walls are closing in, my patience wearing thin. I can't keep these thoughts from pouring out. When I swan dive off the edge of reason, I've been searching so long, and all along, never was a meaning. I've been believing, some are bleeding, won't somebody calm my breathing? I just want my freedom, from my demons, every day I live to beat them. The walls are closing in, and my patience wearing thin. I can't keep these shots from falling, I can't keep these shots from falling.
Into the more serious stuff after this. Did you guys hear that Sylvia Driscoll has sued all homosexuals in America?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of funny.
In the U.S. District Court of Omaha, She wants to be heard, quote, in the matter of homosexuality. Is homosexuality a sin or not a sin? She has filed, which has now been thrown out already, but as we record this, all homosexuality should be illegal and homosexuals should be kicked out of America because it is a sin against God. And she is suing on behalf of Jesus. I'm not joking. I wish I were making this up. She is suing on behalf, I'm going to quote here, on behalf of God and his son, Jesus Christ. Defendants, homosexuals, their given name homosexuals, their alias gay people.
They're
and
alias.
It's a handwritten 10-page affidavit that she filed with the court. Are we taking homophobia a little too far, or is this just straight up funny? The straight up thing, no pun intended.
How old is this woman? I don't remember.
She is 66.
66. She's 66 and she doesn't know how to use a computer because she handwrote the whole fucking thing. I think to me that's the funniest part about it is that she handwrote it all like in cursive and there's misspellings and everything. This is, I don't even know if I would consider this like crazy or just a cry for attention. Like it's just sort of sad. It kind of blows my mind that, you know, you have people who are priests and rabbis and all these other positions of people who feel that they were called by God to spread the good word. There really aren't people anymore who are like, I speak for God. People are like, yeah, I speak the words of God, and we've got the Pope and stuff. But even then, nobody's like, I hear God, and this is what he wants me to do. Because otherwise, I can't imagine people just going up and going, well, I'm going to sue all of the gays on behalf of God, because that's what he told me to do. Like, it's just so crazy. Am I making sense here? I'm just sort of rambling. This woman, I really think she needs help.
Okay, well, I'm not going to assume that Sylvia Driscoll doesn't know how to use a computer. I'm sure she started writing out the affidavit on a computer, but that little paperclip kept popping up and saying, hey, this is fucking retarded. You sure you want to do this? I don't know. If you're asking me if I think the legal system needs to be fixed, the answer is yes.
To be fair, affidavit was thrown out.
If it means less money, if it means less money for Sylvia Driscoll, then I think you should give money to that woman for her husband's mutilated coffee penis.
You know, to be fair, this was thrown out, but then the gay hate just won't stop. In Detroit, a billboard has gone up from restrainthejudges.com. It has a picture of a black man, and then the same black man is colored all of a rainbow. It says, born black, and then under the rainbow, not born this way. Homosexuality is a behavior, not a civil right.
Homosexuality is not a behavior. It is a state of being. It is a sexual orientation. It is not a behavior. It's like, oh, I'm homosexual, so I have to act like a poofta and dress really nice.
Whoa. I'm going to stop you there. What is a poofta?
I don't know. It's just a word. A poofta. Somebody who acts
that's,
like
that's a British gay word.
Okay, that's one I haven't encountered before. So I
was wondering if it was a real word or not. I think I heard it somewhere.
I have not encountered that one, so I needed clarification. Continue.
So it's not a behavior, and this is the thought process of people who don't understand what homosexuality is at all. These are people who think that, oh, well, these are people who choose to fornicate with people of the same gender, and that's all they think of homosexuality as being. They don't think of it as an orientation or a state that you are quite simply in. They think of it as, oh, well, I'm choosing to fuck other men or other women or whatever, and it's not that at all. So first off, the ignorance that went into this is staggering yet unsurprising. Honestly, I think since they brought race into it, I'm not black, but I would probably be a little bit offended by this, that they're trying to prove that homosexuality is a choice by using race as a counter. Like, how does it even work? Going, this person was born black, but you can't be born homosexual. And like, actually, you can be born both at the same time. How crazy a world is this?
Also, if you want to read into it like that, aren't they kind of saying being black is an affliction?
A little bit. Hey, he can't help he was born black, but you made the choice to be fags.
Homophobia is a behavior. It seems they should know the difference. I wonder if these motherfuckers were born homophobic. I mean, did they come out of the womb saying, fuck the queers? At some point, they made the choice to be homophobic. You'd think they'd be able to tell the difference. But again, like, I hate to keep coming back to the same argument, but I've not been proven wrong yet. I'm looking for any example of homophobia that is not rooted in religion. I had this argument on Facebook recently. You might have seen that. I basically said, not all religions are homophobic, but all homophobia is because of religion. I may be wrong about that, but I've yet to be proven so.
Well, see, the way I look at it is, just get over it. Gay people are here to stay. There's nothing wrong with gay people. You know, like one of the people running for president right now, Ben Carson, doesn't – his brilliant logic – and remember, this is a brain surgeon. He is one of the best neurosurgeons in America. So he's clearly not a stupid man, but he is a stupid, stupid man. He's like, I can prove homosexuality is a choice. Look at when men go into prison. They don't go into prison gay, but they come out gay. Think about that for a second, people.
I don't think they come out gay. I think they just come out. They just come out. There's like prison rape and stuff, but I don't necessarily think that your sexuality has to do with it every single time.
I don't think being raped by a guy makes you gay. It makes you a rape victim. No matter what your orientation.
And given that a lot of rape is about power and about domination and not necessarily about enjoying sex, I don't even know that anybody who rapes, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know that people who rape other people of the same gender are necessarily, I don't know that that makes them gay so much as they're just really, really trying to show someone else that they are the alpha male in the most humiliating way possible.
I don't have a whole lot ready for this. This is what comedians call low-hanging fruit. This is already stupid enough. No jokes are necessary. I don't think they're coming out of prison gay, unless they were also gay when they went in. Prison rape is not, it's not gay. It's not about sexual orientation. It is about sex, but it's more about power and humiliation, like Kat was saying. I don't think most of prison rape is gay. I'm sure some of it, I mean, statistically, if you have a certain number of people anywhere, like a percentage of them is going to be gay just according to the census and shit like that. So I'm sure some of it's gay, but I don't think anyone is being turned gay in prison. You're either born gay or you're not.
But then the whole gay thing is coming to a head with all of this nonsense. All of these different right-wingers want to ban homosexuality. They are campaigning on gay hate. Is this where that civil war I keep warning about is going to come from? Or is it going to come from Texas because of Jade Helm 15? You guys know what Jade Helm 15 is. No, it's not a really cool Green Lantern comic or an action movie you've never seen.
It does sound like it could be a comic.
It just sounds like it could be a Green Lantern comic, really.
Kind of a letdown, Jade actually.
Well, see, in Texas, the U.S. military is doing maneuvers there. It's called Jade Helm 15. And they've done this every couple of years since the early 90s. Well, now that there's a black man in the office, Ted Cruz, Louis Gohmert, Rick Perry, Greg Abbott, and even Chuck Norris are saying that this is Obama invading Texas, and we will not allow that to happen. And Governor Greg Abbott has mobilized the National Guard to make sure Obama does not take Texas. Guess forgetting the fact that Texas is already part of the United States, but fair enough, or the fact that these maneuvers have been going on since the 1990s, why all of a sudden is it now an invasion? I'm going to quote, Jade Helm alarmists believe that this is to, quote, acclimatize Americans to the sight of troops on the street and to prepare for the coming civil unrest in America.
There's already quite a bit of civil unrest in America, and it has nothing to do with Jade's or Helms or Obama, for that matter.
I don't know. It's hard to find an angle on this. Chuck Norris and Ted Cruz and Rick Perry and everyone in the dream team of racism that you mentioned, they never mentioned anything bad about George W. Bush wanting to invade Texas. But, of course, he was white. Now, Barack Obama is black, so they're suspicious of him. suspicious enough to not notice all of the actual things that George W. Bush has done to Texas, talking about polluting all of the small towns or what he calls flyover territory. I don't have anything to say about this that really isn't obvious to everyone except the people that we mentioned.
Rachel Maddow had a beautiful quote about this. Quote, "This is one of those issues that is hilarious to the real world, but is totally serious business in the Republican world. To most Republicans, particularly those competing for the Republican presidential nomination, where only Republican base voters will decide who's allowed to run, if you have a choice between seeming insane to normal people and seeming righteous to the base, which are you going to pick?" Unquote. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect sum up, isn't it?
You know, the silly thing about all of this is they're like, no one's going to take Texas. We're going to keep Texas for ourselves. We're not going to allow anybody to invade Texas. Newsflash, everyone hates Texas. No one wants to take over Texas. The rest of the country would be perfectly happy if you would secede from the Union already, like you keep saying you're going to. Nobody wants to take over Texas because nobody wants to deal with all you fucking asshole Texans.
Hey, Texas, Florida's laughing at you.
It's not to say that all Texans are bad people. It's just that, as a general rule, if you're in a room and one person is a colossal asshole, they're probably from Texas.
This is also playing into the conspiracy base. For instance, one of the people who exposed this to the world, in quotes, was Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck sees himself as some hero fighting for a just cause. He has announced this week, partially due to the Jade Helm stuff, he would not be surprised if the government tries to kill him now because he's gotten into their hair one too many times.
Yeah, I'm sure you haven't.
He sees himself as a crusader for everything that's right in America, and now the government may try and kill him because of it.
It's so funny because everybody, this is the whole when you can't get over your own religion, everybody wants to be a martyr. Everybody just, if Christians just love to be martyrs in a sort of, not in a I'm going to go blow myself up way, but in a I'm going to make the sacrifices for other people because they're cowardly and I'm going to put myself in danger to expose the truth. And the truth is, like, okay, well, this information's out there, and it's already been going on, and also you're insane.
Kat, I'm gonna tell you this right now, and to all the conspiracy theorists out there, when you nail yourself to the cross, there's no possible way to get the last nail in yourself.
We can only hope the last nail that would get hammered would be in their coffins, the coffins of their careers, not their actual coffins. I don't wish them dead or anything.
I bet David Blaine could do it with his dick.
John Holmes could have.
Yeah, he could have. I don't know. I think Glenn Beck is sounding the way that Stieg Larsson would have sounded if I understood Swedish.
Well, let's talk about the last thing which really angered me. Now, near me, you know, we have a lot of zoos and stuff, just like every area does. And people might not think of kangaroos as being something that Wisconsin has, but we do for zoos. The Special Memories Zoo is a place where kids can come, and it's a very tactile zoo. You can pet all of the different animals and whatnot. Well, they went to go move the animals from their winter enclosure to the summer enclosure and found that they were missing four baby goats, kids, and a baby kangaroo who was forcibly ripped from his mother's pouch, damaging the mother's pouch to the point where she can never have another baby. Oh, and by the way, whoever did this basically killed all these animals because they all need special attention and special formula, and a baby Joey cannot survive outside of its mother's womb until it's a year old. So basically, whoever stole these animals killed them. This pissed me off.
It's unforgivable. I don't know who the fuck would do that. There's no obvious motive when you look at it. There's no reason why anyone should want to steal a baby kangaroo or baby goat other than just some fucking obese, overfed, typical American sense of entitlement. I want that. Make it mine. If that's what it was, then this is worse than coffee dick.
I think this is probably a couple of meth heads who were all wasted and went, hey, kangaroos, don't you like box them things? I know where they got one. Let's go get it.
I was thinking somebody was really drunk or on drugs and somebody did it on a dare, like a hazing frat kind of thing. There's just a complete and utter disrespect for animal life is shown here. It's a lack of understanding that animals are creatures with souls and feelings. And to think that you can just take one and get away with it, first off, is kind of fucked up. But also that, like, that you should, for some reason, have that, and taking a small thing away from its mummy thing is fucking terrible. It's like taking a toddler away from its mom for no reason.
And they injured the mom to the point where she can never have other kids, because, funny God that, damn. She was defending the baby. So they injured her, going, I want this Joey, it's mine! This happened 3 days before we're recording this. The date we're recording this, the zookeepers were on Good Morning America and saying that unless this Joey and these goats have been paired with another, you know, female goat or female kangaroo, they are now dead because they cannot have survived without a mother's milk. So unless whoever took the baby kangaroo brought it to another mother kangaroo who could nurse it properly, it's dead. The cold arrogance, especially if when they catch these people, it turns out to be like a college prank or something. That's going to make it even worse for me. I mean, I Jesus almost Christ. Think that's worse than if this was like a, you know, an animal smuggling ring or something. I don't know why, but that makes it worse.
Because it's people acting out of what we have to assume is pure ignorance. Like, just going, hey, I've always wanted a little kangaroo. I'm totally going to steal one from the zoo. And having no idea how to care for it or that it can't survive for that long without a parent. Like, it's such ignorance to the level that it's offensive.
I think there's no way this could be better than what it is. It's the murder of baby animals. I think we should probably stick to two-sided issues on this show, Josh. Yeah, like, there's no debate to be had here. I don't think I have anything to add other than this is just fucking horrible.
When I read this, I was pissed off. I was angry because, I mean, I have 5 cats and 3 dogs and 4 bunnies. Obviously, I like animals. So I was just thinking how much this angered me. I want these motherfuckers caught. And I'm going to keep up on this one. Hopefully I'll have an update next week if they catch these fucking sick bastards.
And I don't know if you guys saw it, but I thought I saw an article like just yesterday about how maybe it's the Supreme Court or somebody somewhere is trying to ante up on the punishment for animal abuse to discourage it more.
I have no problem with that.
By like increasing the fines for animal abuse, because it's such a cruel thing to take an animal of any kind that, like, you have the mental superiority over animals as a general rule. I mean, I've met middle schoolers. And to harm an animal on purpose or even on accident, it's unspeakably cruel. In fact, there's a reason why, like, people who do this are often, like, sociopaths and stuff like that. Because you can't have a soul and do that to another living creature.
Kat, I'm the kind of guy who stops his car and gets out and helps a turtle cross the street.
I think...
up traffic for almost a half hour helping a bunch of baby ducks get across the street safely. Because fuck your meeting, these are baby ducks.
God, I would love to do that. Just giving them the finger the whole time.
Yeah, we need to make it worse for people who harm animals. It should be not totally on the same level as if you hurt a human, but it should be fucking closer than it is right now. Because animals are creatures that live and die, and they have feelings, and dare I say it, they have emotions and moods, and they feel pain. And anything that feels pain should never be allowed to be tortured without some horrible, horrible wrath coming down on you for it.
What I think they should do when they catch these people, if you guys ever seen, you know, cartoons obviously paint kangaroos as, you know, these kind of fun little animals. You ever seen the damage a kangaroo can do to somebody in Australia? They have fucking claws, and they can punch at almost 600 PSI. That is insane amount of force. I think they should take them, if they catch these people, just put them in the cage with the mom for 15 minutes and let her exact some revenge.
God. That would be sweet.
And you got to film it and put it on YouTube as well. So since we ended on such a downer fucking note, I'm not even going to make a joke. Charlie, find you people where?
People find Charlie at Facebook, Twitter, and geekjuicemedia.com.
Kat, where can people see you?
People can see me or listen to me and read the things that I say on Twitter at LabyrinthCat and Facebook.com/NerdistCat. And you can hear my melodious tones on my other shows, Thespian Talk, over on RTGomer.com and on Nerd to the Third Power, which is on ShowAwesome.com, YouTube, This Week in Geek, and iTunes.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com. Contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Guys, make yourself happy after all this bullshit. Go and buy a sex toy and use the promo code WHAT. I really need to help keep the lights on. It's getting difficult.
Crank one out for me, guys.
Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.